Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Catherine Connolly will be officially declared the country's 10th president today in an inauguration ceremony in Dublin Castle. The ceremony will take place in St Patrick's Hall, where all presidents since 1938 have been inaugurated. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
Yesterday evening, the outgoing president, Michael D. Higgins, left Áras an Uachtaráin and his term expired at midnight. Just before lunchtime today, Catherine Connolly will be declared the 10th Uachtaráin na hÉireann. Those attending today's ceremony include the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, members of the judiciary, politicians from all parties, the First Minister of Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill, along with guests from a cross-section of Irish society. After the Chief Justice, Donal O'Donnell, hands Catherine Connolly the seal of office, a 21-gun salute will be fired from Collins Barracks. Once inaugurated, President Connolly will make a short address to the assembled guests at Dublin Castle, where she is likely to set out the themes that will define her presidency. Already, she has pledged to be a voice for those who feel voiceless.
And there will be live coverage of the presidential inauguration on RT Radio 1 from just before midday in an extended News at 1. Television coverage begins on RT1 and the RT News Channel at 11:15 a.m. The Department of Agriculture has called on flock owners to maintain their vigilance around biosecurity. After a third outbreak of avian influenza or bird flu was confirmed on a poultry farm yesterday evening. The cases were detected on a commercial turkey farm in County Monaghan, with fears of further outbreaks in the coming days. Our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.
The latest outbreak was detected in a flock near Clontibret in Monaghan, close to the border. It's understood the affected farm has thousands of turkeys and supplies major supermarkets. A 3 kilometre protection zone and 10 kilometre surveillance zone are in place around the site, the location of which is of particular concern, given the high concentration of poultry farms in Cavan and Monaghan, raising fears of bird flu affecting nearby farms. The Monaghan cases come after confirmation of 2 outbreaks of a highly pathogenic strain of the virus last week on commercial turkey farms, one in Carlow, the other in Meath. Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden expressed his sympathies with affected flock owners, while the department is calling on poultry farmers to maintain vigilance around biosecurity. A housing order for poultry is in place, but more cases are still expected in the coming days.
The US Senate has voted in favour of a compromise funding package to temporarily reopen the government, following what has been its longest ever shutdown. Republicans won the required 60 votes after several Democratic senators switched sides to support them, even without guarantees on healthcare funding. The agreement would reopen the government until the end of January and reverse some of the Trump administration's firings of federal workers. The legislation now moves to the House of Representatives for a vote, which is controlled by Republicans. India's defence minister has said those responsible for a deadly car explosion that killed at least 8 people in the capital, New Delhi, will face justice. Police said a slow-moving car had stopped at traffic lights near the historic Red Fort yesterday evening before exploding. The blast left a further 20 people injured and prompted several states and key facilities into high alert. Aer Lingus pilots, who are members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, have passed a motion of no confidence in the airline's chief executive, Lynn Embleton, and its chief operations officer, Adrian Dunn. The unanimous vote was taken at an extraordinary general meeting of IALPA members yesterday evening. The row relates to the suspension of an Aer Lingus captain last week, which IALPA has described as unprecedented. Met Éireann has warned of difficult travelling conditions this morning, as separate status yellow rain warnings are in place in 8 counties in the south and southeast. A warning for counties Cork and Kerry will remain in place until 2 p.m. Counties Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford, Wicklow, Tipperary and Waterford remain under the alert until 5 p.m. Met Éireann has said spells of heavy rain will lead to localised flooding and poor visibility in affected areas. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
A very wet and overcast morning with bands of persistent rain moving north. The rain will be heavy and prolonged, especially across Munster and South Leinster, with localised flooding possible. A mix of clear spells and isolated showers will develop from the south later in the evening as the rain becomes confined to Ulster. Highest temperatures will reach 12 to 15 degrees.